My God. Go ahead, Carlin, you're on air. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm calling for prayer. For my health.
Okay, I want you to take your right hand, place it on your body. Place it on your body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I call upon you, Lord Jesus, because you said in the sick, let them call for the elders of the church. I'm not there anointing her with oil, but I'm praying the prayer of faith. Glory be to God. I'm praying the prayer of faith. I'm coming get shape, Osata, in the name of Jesus. Every condition in her body, everything that the enemy has spoken upon her body in the name of Jesus. God, we calling it to obedience through your name today, through the blood that you shed on Calvary. For by your stripes we were healed. And I want the devil to know today that in her mind right now, she see herself healed. She knows she's healed by the power of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ. I touch and agree with this woman, God, because I ask it in your name. And I'm believing you right now that she's going to come with a testimony. She's going to call back and say, you delivered her as she given herself to you today. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen. Mother, love you. I want to pray with you, but I got one more call, I believe. And this is going to be my last caller. But you be blessed, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole in Jesus' name. God bless you. Let me take this last caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on there.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning. The Spirit touched my heart to call, and you know, and ask for prayer.
Yes.
Yes, I need prayer for my family. They are not closed like they should be.
Yes.
And I need prayer for them to also, including myself, to get have a closer walk with God.
Yes, sir.
And I also want to pray for my little brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is, sir.
I just agreeing with you.
Okay, and my little brother, okay. He'll be meeting court this morning, and I want to pray
for him,
please.
Well, we're going to do this because I'm going to get off the air in a minute. Lord, I thank you for this caller. Lord, it seems like it's a package deal, but I want you to move for this family. You love families. I want you to bless the caller as they intercede for those in the family. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm praying for your power to break and destroy every yoke, everything that comes against your will in their life, God. I'm praying that you would give them a sound mind as they present themselves to you. Lord, that healing and deliverance would take place in their lives as they submit to your word. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I got to go. Thank you for calling. I love you guys. Be encouraged. I'm Bishop David Ville Sr. God bless you until next Wednesday. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
But it is God's plan that you experience life to the full, that you be filled with all of His fullness. Hallelujah. He wants you to be filled with all of his fullness. Hallelujah. Now, what is being filled with all the fullness of God? Let me just give you a few things. I'm not telling you that I wrote the book on this and nothing. I don't. And I'm just really scratching the surface. But I can tell you a little bit what I do know. But I'm sure that there's a lot more that I don't. But being filled with all the fullness, what is it? It is having a full, complete supply that God has for you and that you need to carry on and to complete your assignment with proficiency, excellence, and joy. It is having a full, complete supply given to you by God that will enable you to complete your assignment in God. That's what the fullness is for. Hallelujah. Now, look, I've been learning, I'm tapping into that fullness every day. It is being completely saturated with holy desires, attitudes, philosophies, beliefs, and mindsets. It's when you are totally saturated with God, that your thoughts are on God, that your purpose and your desire is for God, and you have control over the things that you desire. Can't nobody make you desire nothing else. You got control over that. You got control over your thoughts. I can choose my thoughts. Doesn't the Bible say cast down imaginations? That means that there's some imagination you can reject. You can reject some thoughts. You don't have to think on them. Philippians 4:8 tells you what to think on. So you have control of your thought life. And so when we're talking about being filled with all the fullness, that means that you're completely saturated with holy desires that are given to you by God. Hallelujah. It is possessing the full measure of God's grace. When you got a full measure of God's grace working in you, allowing God, listen to this, to maximize your fruitfulness in the kingdom, reaching your full potential in Christ. Being filled with his fullness allows God to get the very best out of your life for his glory. Amen. All right, now, let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. Most vehicles are created to reach top speeds of maybe 150. Some of them go faster than that. If I ask you now how fast your car goes, most of y'all won't even know. Because you know what? You've been conditioned by law, by common sense. And fear to only drive so fast. Listen, most people will never ever reach the full potential of their vehicle. Will never reach it, not even one time. Even though the potential is there for you to drive faster. Now, if you apply this over in the spiritual realm, that God created you with such capacity to achieve such great things, but people never stretch themselves beyond their comfort zone, and they will be satisfied with 50% efficiency. When we're talking about getting in the fullness, we're talking about allowing God to maximize your gift and the anointing on your life so that God gets all out of you that you can ever give. Amen. How many of you want God to get the best out of you? Amen. I don't want to get to heaven and realize that I was only at 85%. I was operating on 85%, that there was more there for me. I want God to be able to maximize the anointing and the gifts that he placed in me. I want all of his fullness, because I want the Lord to be glorified by my life, and I don't leave nothing on the table. As believers, we've been engineered and designed to contain the fullness of God. God engineered us that way. All his fullness. Hallelujah. I've been engineered that way. Tell your neighbors, I've been engineered that way. Yeah, he engineered, he designed you that way. But most believers never come close to experiencing all that God has designed or appointed for them to do. Most are satisfied with reaching only 50% of their potential. You know, you just get comfortable, you know, everybody say, well, everybody got their limit, you know.
Pastor, this is all I'm going to do. This is all I'm going to do. I can't commit to nothing else. All right?
All right, what efficiency are you operating on? 10%? Are you walking in the fullness? Are you stretching out? If fullness is available, then we ought to be stretching out for it to get the full manifestation of God in our life. Amen? There is a full measure of grace for every believer to reach and operate at peak efficiency by emptying ourselves of our own desires and attitudes and embracing the will of God wholeheartedly. Now, when the Father sent Jesus to redeem us from our sin, it was in his heart that the Godhead would come and live in man. The whole purpose of redemption was to restore that relationship, was to bring us back to God so God could fill us again. Amen. And so the first step to experiencing the fullness is receiving salvation. That's the first step. And then as we grow, we go on and we get filled with the Holy Ghost. We get filled with the Holy Spirit, and he reveals to us the will of God so that we can experience God on a much deeper level. Now, let me give you three scriptures. Acts 1:8. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes on you." So there's a spirit that come on you that empowers you, that endues you with power to do the works of Jesus. Then Galatians 5:18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." That's inside. Be filled with the Spirit. That's not talking about the Spirit, only talking about the Spirit on the inside. Be filled with the Spirit. And then 1 Corinthians 2:12 talks about how we have not received the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. So now I got the Holy Spirit on me, the Holy Spirit in me, and the Holy Spirit revealing things to me. Amen. He reveals this fullness. I like to say it this way. The Holy Ghost comes with a grace package that have all the fullness, and he reveals that fullness to us as we are able to receive it. But fullness is available. Amen. If it wasn't available, Paul had no business asking God to do it in the Ephesians. Father, I'm praying that they'll come to know the love of God that passes knowledge, that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. Filled with the fullness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants your life to be so full of him. And when we speak of the fullness, we're talking about the things that are available to you. Now, Philippians 1:11 says, "May you abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness, of right standing with God and right doing, which come through Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, to the honor and praise of God, that his glory may be both manifested and recognized." When that fullness is operating in you, it's going to be manifested and it's going to be seen. It will be recognized by people that are around you. What are you supposed to be filled with? You ain't supposed to be filled with unrighteousness. You're supposed to be filled with righteousness. Now, let me talk to you about what this fullness, what is included in this fullness. It is all the wisdom you'll ever need. I mean, you need some wisdom today for a decision. Tap into the fullness. You see, the fullness come with wisdom. Paul said, "I'm praying and desiring that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." He said, "I want you to be filled with the knowledge of his will." So when we're talking about being filled with the fullness of God, we're talking about being filled with the knowledge of God's will. How many of you know that would bless your life if you knew what God wanted you to do? How many of you say, "Pastor, I would do the will of God if I just knew what it was"? So many people use that excuse. If I knew what it was, I'd do it. Oh. When we're talking about being filled with the fullness, we're talking about having a revelation of God's will.